Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
The recitation of the name is like the operation of boring to tap underground water. It is like the chisel stroke that will release the image of God imprisoned in the marble. Break the encasement and the Lord will appear. Break the pillar as Prahlada asked his father to do, and the Lord who is ever there will manifest himself. Churn and you bring the butter latent in the milk into view. That is the experience of every mother that every daughter learns. In the spiritual field, you learn that sadhana from yogis who have gained and offered that navaneetam or butter to Krishna.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 45th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Murtitraya Swarupaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Murtitraya means the three entities, with each entity demarcated for one function. The three murtis or forms denoted as Baba's Swarupa, real nature, are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. The entities responsible for creation, preservation and destruction, emergence, existence and mergence, source, stream and sea, Srishti, Stiti and Laya. Baba has all three. He is all three. He creates objects from nothing. He preserves objects without diminution or decline. He dissolves objects into nothing. Since he is all the three, he is also called Dattatreya. He is Tatkshanat Sarvagami, reaching everywhere immediately, and Tyagi, Bhogi, Divya Yogi and Dayalu, detached, consuming objects, the divine unifier, full of mercy and grace. Sai Baba is the incarnation of the Dattatreya form of Sri Narayana, and so Satya Sai Baba is Murtitraya Swarupa. He creates, he preserves, he subsumes.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 45th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Murtitraya Swarupaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Murtitraya Swarupaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is the incarnation of the Holy Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. Once during Shivaratri, Bhagwan Baba had gone to Ooty. While returning from there to Bangalore, he stopped the cars at a place and asked the devotees and the students to rest for a while. Everyone sat around Swami. He turned to one of the students and said, "You still have some doubts about me, isn't it? All right, you have a Polaroid camera. Take a photo and you will understand the reality." Swami posed for a photograph. He warned sternly that no one must come closer or try to touch him. He lifted his robe slightly, pressed the big toe of his right foot and asked that student to photograph him. In a Polaroid camera, the photograph develops instantly, so everyone was very eager to see it. On seeing it, everyone was astonished, because in place of Swami, there was a picture of Lord Dattatreya with three heads and six hands, and all the three faces were of Swami. In the hands there were weapons, Kamandalu and Japamalas. In the background there was a cow. At the feet there were four dogs who represent the four Vedas. The big toe of Swami's right foot was pressed, and flowers of pale pink and lilac shade were strewn all around it. Without uttering a single word, Swami revealed through the photograph that the three characteristics of creation, maintenance and dissolution are present in him, and he is the one and the same God who creates, protects and dissolves the universe. Swami also explained why he did not allow anyone to come close to him when the photograph was being taken. He said that very powerful and effulgent waves were emitting from his body at the time, which could not have been withstood by anybody else. In the past too, there have been many such incidents. There was a disciple of Brahma Chaitanya Gondawalekar Maharaj from Maharashtra. He was a professor of philosophy. Once, in a vision, Gondawalekar Maharaj said to his disciple, "Sri Guru Dattatreya has incarnated in Puttaparthi. I feel that you should definitely go there." In obedience to his guru's advice, the professor went to Puttaparthi. Swami called him for an interview. When he entered the interview room, Swami said, "Take Padanamaskar. You are in the divine abode of Sri Dattatreya." On hearing this, the professor was overwhelmed with joy. Here is another incident. A family named Risbud used to reside at Bangalore. The entire family were devotees of Swami. Once, when a boy from the family was leaving for Swami's darshan, his mother, Mrs. Risbud, stopped him. She hurriedly went to the altar room in the house and brought back an idol of Sri Dattatreya. She gave the idol to her son to get it blessed by Swami. The boy reached Puttaparthi. When Swami called him for an interview, the first question he asked was, "Where is the idol given to you by your mother? Take it out." The boy took the idol out from his bag and gave it to Swami. Baba took it in his hands, blessed it, and returned it to the boy. Purnavatar of Sri Dattatreya, Sri Swami Samarth Maharaj of Akkalkot, had told his devotees at the time of taking Mahasamadhi, "Go to Shirdi. My brother resides there." It meant that the Purnavatar of Dattatreya was also present at Shirdi in the form of Sai. In the Shirdi Sai Arati, the composer Sri Madhavrav Adkar describes, "Kaliyuga avatar Saguna Brahma Sakar Avatina Jhalasi Swami Datta Digambara Sai Digambara." Sai, from the formless Brahman, you have taken a form and have incarnated on earth in Kaliyuga as the embodiment of Sri Datta Digambara. We are extremely fortunate that we have been blessed with the darshan of the second incarnation of Sai.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 45th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Murti Treya Swarupaya Namaha. The 46th name is
Om Sri Sai Mukti Pradaya Namaha.
Mukti means release, deliverance, liberation, freedom, emancipation. Baba is here remembered as the giver of mukti. Mukti in the spiritual context means the final beatitude of emancipation, the absolution of the individual from the series of recurring lives. Man manufactures his own future by his thoughts, feelings and acts. He has to live now on the harvest of the past while sowing and growing grain for the future. But Baba, if we surrender to him, guides us along the path of Viveka and Vairagya. He creates in us an aversion for the wrong path. He awakens in us the knowledge of the right path. He is the inner awakener, the ever-present corrector. Mukti is not a gift. It is an achievement earned through our effort and His grace. Baba refers to the kinship between the word Mukti and the word Muktva, which means the end, the finish. When Mukti is won, man's long pilgrimage ends. He has reached the goal. Means and end are inseparable. Knowledge, unlike action, carries its fruit within itself. This knowledge that grants deliverance is permanent and final. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 46th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali. That is, Om Sri Sai Mukti Pradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Mukti Pradaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who confers liberation from ignorance, misery and death. Bhagwan Baba says, quote, "Human birth is a very special opportunity to seek liberation from the cycle of birth and death. On no other level does this opportunity exist. This is very rare and privileged and limited only to life on earth. Every being yearns for human birth, because only through human form one can realize God." Unquote. Bhagwan Baba also says, quote, "The human body is an instrument to realize divinity. To attain this, one must give up body attachment. In order to get liberation, one must surrender one's mind to God. When God catches hold of the mind, all desires end, and once that happens, the mind is dissolved and man is liberated. This condition is called Manolaya or Manonashin, which means the mind is annihilated and merges with its true entity." Unquote. To make us understand this, Swami gives the example of Gautama Buddha. He says, quote, "Buddha contemplated very deeply and realized that ultimately it is the mind that obstructs the progress in the process of self-realization. After this, he became Amanaska, which means he removed all the barriers from the mind and attained Nirvana, self-realization." Unquote. Here is a very touching story of a little girl who attained liberation by the grace of Bhagwan Baba. Many years ago, once Swami was leaving to go to the banks of Chitravati along with some devotees. A six-year-old girl came there. She had noticed that Swami was walking bare feet, so she had brought a pair of sandals with her. She went up to Swami and requested him to wear the sandals. This gesture of this little girl pleased him immensely. He called her closer and said to her, "Ask whatever you want." Everyone was taken aback on hearing her demand, for she said, "Swami, I want to merge at your divine lotus feet." She was told to ask for something else, but she kept insisting on the same thing. Finally, her wish was fulfilled. She suffered from fever for just 2 days and her soul merged in Swami. The compassionate Swami fulfilled her wish and conferred liberation. There is another story about Mr. and Mrs. Shankar Narayan of Kerala. Both of them had immense devotion for Swami. When Baba visited Kerala in 1959 and 1960, he was pleased with their devotion and said, "Mrs. Shankar Narayan's devotion is great." In 1991, she passed away quite suddenly. Her daughter, who is a doctor, was mourning her mother's death and had only one question in her mind: "Where has mother gone? How is she?" Immediately, vibhuti and nectar started dripping from the photographs in her mother's puja room. It was as if Swami replied, saying, "Don't worry, your mother is with me now. Her life is fulfilled."
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 46th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Mukti Pradaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam.